hearts. Okay.
No.
Okay. Mind, hands, heart. We can do this. I don't know how that happened. Okay. We are Unitarian Universalist, the Church of the Open Mind, the Helping Hands, and the Loving Hearts. We are building beloved community with compassion, service, and empowerment. Thank you.
Welcome, everyone, on behalf of our child spiritual development programs, to the service where we celebrate our children and youth, and where we honor our many teachers and volunteers, without whom our programs wouldn't exist. The CSD programs are built around bright ideas. Our teachers inspire bright ideas in our children, who this year have participated in chapel and social justice programs, as well as in smaller, group-based lessons where they have learned about the fundamentals of Unitarian Universalism, about creating a sense of community and belonging, about tales of moral courage, and about diverse holidays and holy days. Our older children participated in the Building Bridges program and had the opportunity to learn about and visit various places of worship, and our youth explored their spirituality through poetry. Our teachers were, in turn, rewarded for their vast efforts with our children by acquiring their own spiritual bright ideas. Make no mistake, everybody, that teaching our children can very much be a spiritual practice. And I encourage everyone, whether they're a parent or not, to take part in that experience. You won't regret it.
And at this time, with the help of Carolyn Vachani, I'd like to honor our teachers by giving them a gift. In these boxes, the boxes say, "You ignite bright ideas in younger generations at USG." And what they contain is a compact fluorescent light bulb for use as a souvenir or as something very practical in your home. So I'd like to invite all of our teachers who participated in the program to come up and stand on the chancel. Wait, just wait. So these people, and there are many more who aren't here today, are true champions and true sources of inspiration, sparking genius in our children of all ages, sparking hope and inspiration in me. As I call your name, I invite you to go to Carolyn, who will give you your gift. Brooke Crumling, Carol Ann Davidson, Carolyn Scott, Christine Ginsburg, Sai Maramangalam, Cynthia Byron Williford, Deb Kish Silver, Eli Skierce, Eva Finney, Gail Givens, Jay Clales, Jeff Yeager, Juliana Lundgren, Kira Baker Doyle, Kristen Shipler, Mary Schuler, Melissa Guerrero, Nadia Peter, Rachel Pontillo, Scott Wolkenberg, Stephanie Johnson, Susan Deering, and Tammy Talba. Thank you. And to encapsulate the experiences of our teachers, we have two volunteers who have offered to share a reflection with us, beginning with Stephanie Johnson.
Good morning. My name is Stephanie Johnson, and I served as social justice coordinator for the past 2 years, along with Carol Ann Davidson. And what we've tried to do is tie in the Sunday school lesson with the church's social justice calendar. And some Sundays, that proved to be a bit challenging. And one Sunday in particular that comes to mind was November. when the church's social justice theme was mass incarceration. And I remember thinking, how on earth are we going to take this very adult topic and make a Sunday school lesson around it? So what we did was Carol Ann, Daniel, and I met, and we threw around some ideas, and we decided that we would focus on the impact that mass incarceration has on children. And we decided that we would have someone from the Coalition of Mass Incarceration come in and speak to the children. And then we'd read a book entitled The Night Dad Went to Jail. And it was a beautifully written book about a little rabbit named Sketch who witnessed his father's arrest and the fear and shame that the little rabbit felt as a result of it, and how he was bullied when his classmates found out that his father was in prison. So that's just one example of how we've taken a very adult topic and tried to make it kid-friendly. And I think that we need to continue to look for creative ways to address the issues with our children and not shy away from the difficult ones as well. And I've learned a lot during my 2 years as coordinator. We had to research certain topics to prepare lesson plans, and as a result, I've become more aware of certain social justice issues that I was not aware of prior to that. And I don't think I have like one bright idea to share with you. I think for us, it's been a series of bright ideas. Some months, it would be my bright idea as to how to tie in the church's social justice theme with our lesson. Some months it would be Carol Ann's bright idea, and some months it would be Daniel's bright idea. So it's been a series of bright ideas. And lastly, I'd like to say that it's been a pleasure working with all the children, and I hope that they enjoyed the lessons that we prepared for them. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Cynthia Byron Williford, and I have had the pleasure of working with the youth of YRUU for the past 4 years. We have had kids come and go as part of the program over the years, but each one has brought his or her interests, talents, and ideas to the group for the benefit of the group. They work together with love and respect. They encourage each other in all their endeavors, from Victor's fencing tournaments to Gabby's involvement with Crayons to Crayons to Maya's art exhibits. My bright idea is to have faith in our youth. They may make mistakes, they may not travel on the road we think is best, but they have the power to do great things, and sometimes we adults need to be willing to step back and listen and let them travel on that path and offer support without offering direction. To quote part of the poem on children by Khalil Gibran, you may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you, for life goes not backwards, nor tarries with yesterday. Thank you.
I'd like to invite our CSD committee members to stand on the chancel to be acknowledged by the congregation. It might be a small subset of our committee today. I have in my hand a bamboo yuyu chalice, and bamboo in it, it's a very strong, resilient, versatile material that is also renewable. And in my work with the committee, I have experienced those qualities in all of you. I'm reminded of strength, I'm reminded of versatility, and I'm also reminded of renewal. But most of all, I'm reminded of the bright ideas that we came up with on our Thursday night meetings and at other times on the phone over text message. Child spiritual development is the best program it can be because of your efforts and your tireless dedication to our children and to this church. So as you receive these bamboo chalices, there's one. I hope that you will be reminded of that strength, of that versatility, and of the possibility of renewal. And I hope that members of the congregation will remember those qualities in you as well. Our committee is composed of its chair, Jess Slivik, Lee Carpenter, Jen Leiby, Kira Baker-Doyle, Lee Meineke, Cynthia Byron Williford, Rachel Pontillo, and Stephanie Schenck.
At this time, we'll join together in the spirit of meditation and reflection, after which we'll join together in singing Spirit of Life. The words are found in your order of service. This year of church activities brings a song to my heart, and I'll bet I'm not alone. Oh, we give thanks for this special day, for those gathered here and those far away. For this time we share with love and care. Oh, we give thanks for this special day. Coming together today, we give thanks for our community composed of babies, little, tiny, new, beautiful babies. Every generation and decade of people, and folks with a lot of experience and wisdom who've been around this congregation and the world for a long time. Today we give thanks for the fact that we can come together when our hearts are broken and we feel fear. We are in the middle of getting reports from Florida where a party was attacked violently, and up to 50 people have died. And we worry about them and their families. It's very possible they were attacked because of who they love and people perceiving them as different. We give thanks for the chance to come together to create a world with more justice and celebrate people like Muhammad Ali, who stood up with so much integrity and class throughout his whole life doing just that. We give thanks for when we feel frustrated with reading or math, and somebody had the bright idea of summer break, so we could just take a break and build on our strengths. We give thanks for when we feel anger because somebody did not do the right thing, and we can embrace the bright idea of forgiveness. We give thanks for when we feel sad for other people who are suffering, and we can engage together in the bright idea of spending time together, sharing food, hugging, and laughing together as healing energy. For all this and more, we give thanks. Thank you.
The circle of life offers us many opportunities to mark the transition from one part of the circle to another. As our status changes, our world changes. We take on new responsibilities, new challenges, and new rewards. These transitions happen best when they happen in the loving embrace of family, friends, and community. Today, we mark the transition from youth to young adulthood with a bridging ceremony. The symbol of bridging is an important one, and the symbol of a bridge is a very important visual. It shows a moving from one point to the next. And in the moving, there is opportunity and there is danger. But if we hold to our core values and the resources of people, places, and presence, then you will make it to the other side. Now let us hear from our young adults to be and learn what they have brought, what they are taking with them, and where they hope to land as they cross the bridge. We're moving ahead a little bit. Yeah, we'll do the bridging and we'll come back to the offering. Yeah, sorry about that.
Hello, my name is Maya Salvacion, and 2016 will be my 18th year here at USG. I have experienced 3 ministers, 6+ DREs, and countless Sunday school teachers throughout my journey, and I am proud to say that I am one of the last ones standing. And this is a journey, mind you, full of winding paths and dead ends, obstacles that make me pause and take in my surroundings. This community has held my hand and led me through the dark. It has given me the tools to overcome any obstacles, and lastly, it has given me the heart to care for the people I love. One of the reasons why I chose Skidmore College next year is because it has a UU church right off of campus. So when I'm homesick, it is a place where I can go to experience something familiar, to hear old songs, and to be surrounded by people that I know will accept me. I do not think that I would be able to get into my top choice school if it wasn't for my leadership experience that I've had the opportunity of getting through the UU faith. Through my high school career, I am one of the chairs of the board of the District Youth Steering Committee of the Joseph Priestley District, and I'm also the teen representative of the Board of Trustees for the Unitarian Universalist Mid-Atlantic Conference. Unitarian Universalism has given me the wings for that, and for that I am grateful. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Gabrielle Johnson. I've been a member of YRUU since 2013. During my 3 years at USG, I have had the opportunity to meet a lot of great people, both youth and advisors. I enjoy participating in the Youth League fundraising and trips. I attended many youth cons where I had the opportunity to meet youth from all over and broaden my horizons. I served as registrar for the JPD Youth Steering Committee, and I feel that my experience with YRUU and Unitarian Universalism prepared me for the next phase of my life. I learned to stand up for injustice and always see the inherent worth and dignity of all. I will be graduating from Renaissance Academy this week and will be attending Cabrini College in the fall and will be enrolled in their honors program.
Good morning. My name is Zaria Byron. During my time in YRUU, I was able to meet incredible people from all walks of life. Being a part of this group has allowed me to learn about myself. After high school, I would like to attend Temple and get my degrees in business. I would also like to open a nonprofit group to help girls like us have a safe place to open up and be themselves. During my time at YRUU, I have been on many trips with many people. We have went to the New York UN, and I've learned very much. Today, I am glad to say that I have been a part of YRUU, and that I am now a better person for it. Thank you.
Generosity is always a bright idea at USG. It is the gift that keeps on giving, and it keeps the lights on. At this time, please give generously to support the works and ministries of this congregation, especially its many spiritual development programs for children of all ages. The ushers will now come forward and to receive your gifts. Thank you.
I already got close to crying during Emily's amazing song, Hugging Daniel. And this is one of the formal times we want to acknowledge and thank Reverend Daniel Gregoire. He's been with us for 3 years. This is the last Sunday morning. He'll be in the church as a minister of this church. He will be back in the future to visit and preach and give hugs. But Daniel is moving on to another ministry. Have you told them that you dress like this in worship?
All right. They know about this and the dunk tank.
And the dunk tank, okay. Well, Jessica is chair of children's spiritual development and Jerry's chair of adult spiritual development, which are two of the primary areas Daniel's been working on. So the three of us want to share some words.
I'm going to try to get through this without crying because I already did actually cry when I saw you hug. So it has been my greatest pleasure to work with Daniel since he came to USG 3 years ago. I met him for the first time at a dinner with others that he'd be collaborating closely with. And I was immediately stricken by his warmth, his easy laugh, and his adorable smile. And he hasn't stopped smiling since. And he's brought so much joy to this community. Daniel is full of big ideas and the optimism to know that they'll see the light of day. His gift for preaching is exemplary, and his willingness to let out the child within has helped him forge bonds with our children. He will undoubtedly be a huge asset to the Unitarian Universalist Society of Grafton and Upton, but he'll be sorely missed at the Unitarian Society of Germantown. I'm looking forward to continued friendship and cat pictures, Daniel, even at a distance.
Thanks, Jess. So I've had the pleasure of working with Daniel for the last 3 years as chair of the Adult Spiritual Development Committee, and I was asked to keep it brief, so I uncharacteristically made some notes and even more uncharacteristically organized them. So four ways that I want to think about Daniel. Giving, getting, taking, and leaving. And what has he given us? He's given us his self more than anything else, his wonderful smile and energy and humor. Look at this man. Who dresses like that? And then in our ASD meetings, we always start with a period of meditation, and then Daniel leads us in some spiritual practices and sharing, and he's really enriched what we do in those meetings, which enriches the work that we do. But he's also gets down and dirty, and he teaches courses himself. He takes care of the ASD bulletin board and does a lot of little things like that. So what has he been getting? He's been getting the support of just a truly beloved community. And, you know, what says love more than feedback? And then Daniel's got a lot of feedback, and he's taken it so well, and it's always been given in a positive way. And as a result, he's had a chance to grow. I, for one, have just seen him. One of the things that he's gotten is a pulpit, whether it's a bully pulpit or it's a pulpit. And I've just seen him grow over the last 3 years into a really terrific speaker who does wonderful sermons. So what is he taking? Well, he's taking our gratitude, for sure. And he's taking what he's learned about teamwork and about leadership and about that nasty administrative stuff and all those things that have to be done. But he's been in the trenches, and he's learned a lot in the trenches. And that's what he's taking with him. What he's leaving for us is a lot of fond memories, for sure. But I think a lot of pride. Pride in having any part in watching this young minister grow from his ordination into more and more of a true ministerial leader. And I think we should have some pride in knowing we are sending forth to Massachusetts the best and the brightest of USG, which can only make their place better. So I thought of doing a few verses of Daniel by Elton John, but I'll spare you that. Other than the last verse, which is, oh, I'll miss Daniel. Oh, I'll miss you so much. God bless Daniel.
Daniel, when we started talking almost 3.5 years ago about you coming here, we had so many dreams and ideas, and so many of them have come to fruition of how you could help this church live out its mission. I was trying to summarize as well, and one of the ways is building bridges. When we had 50 people go up to Manhattan in a bus, and our congregation co-ordained you, and our mutual mentor, Reverend Fred, charged you with building bridges, and you've been doing that here. A couple of the examples include with the Camden Drumming and Dance Troupe, with whom we've developed a relationship and celebrate Kwanzaa together, with Heeding God's Call, a national organization working to reduce gun violence, and we've done good work, and we're going to continue doing that, in part thanks to your leadership. And then I was thinking so much about our relationships with Muslims in the Philadelphia region. You helped bring an excellent imam here to preach and edify our worship. We went down to visit his mosque and do prayer with them. And then out of those relationships, when a pig's head was thrown at a mosque in Philly as a hate crime, we were able to mobilize existing trustworthy relationships to say this is not acceptable in Philadelphia or anywhere. So thank you for all that. Your worship leadership, as these two have said, has been here, but also in the Children's Chapel and in the Social Justice Sundays. Your pastoral care has been great, especially when people have the most dire need. Reverend Daniel, those stories do not get told publicly. Quite often they get left in confidence. And I can tell you, Reverend Daniel has touched some people's lives when they were on the edge and worried about falling off. And I believe your laughter and the grace you embody is an embodied theology that you offer us as a spiritual leader. So we're glad we're staying in this is an example. We stay in the Unitarian Universalist family. So we will know Daniel and be in relationship with him, and who knows how many times we're going to do great things with him in the coming years and decades. We have a gift of money. We said, what do people like to receive for a gift? So there's a cat. And some flowers. And we love you very much and wish you many blessings. We're going to celebrate with a lot of excellent food. There's awesome food at this celebration today. And Daniel and I are two of the people who are getting in the dunk tank, and you can knock us in the water. Okay.
Flowers and I love yellow flowers. So I wrote a few words to share, and I just need to kind of collect myself before doing so. One, let me just say that it's a long road to the end, but here I am, and I am so grateful for this experience and for each and every one of you, I mean, both in ways that we talked about in the reflections, but it just really, from the moment I first got here, it was, I remember when I lived in Pelham Park, four members of this congregation, four very unlikely members of the congregation came to help me move into my apartment. And I remember when I first saw them, an apartment that Ingrid helped me find, by the way, when I first saw them, I thought, oh my goodness, it was Walt and Carol Siglowski, Lynn Kalish, and, oh gosh, someone else whose name just slipped out of my mind. And I just felt so loved and so embraced from the very beginning. And that's how it's been until this time, the end. So I'm feeling all the feelings right now. I'm excited by my transition for sure, but also terrified by the transition and of leaving here. This has been a bridging ceremony for me too, as I said, as it has been for you. Being of service here at USG has really been an awesome blessing. The congregation has allowed me to grow and to become the person I am becoming as a minister. And I've experienced encouragement, endless welcome, forbearance, because that was needed too, and optimism. I enjoy telling stories, leading the children, youth, and adults in spiritual practice, planning chapel and social justice programs. I've loved seeing our teachers inspire bright ideas. I've loved bedside visits at hospital, running into members all over the Northwest. I love seeing you, each and every one of you. And these blessings were received by me, and they were given extravagantly. They were given with abundance. There have been challenges, too, over the years. It hasn't all been stories for all ages and singing around the campfire. But the challenges were blessings, too, sometimes very well-disguised blessings. And there are opportunities for all of us, especially me, to rise to the occasion and let the better angels of my nature take the wheel. Right now, it looks like my next steps will have me in Grafton and Upton, Massachusetts, where I hope to be for a good long while. And I am taking all of the blessings that I've received here, received in this community, with me. So I will miss you. I love you. And may life continue to bless us all.
If you look in your services today, you'll see that it says postlude at this point. And that's because the kids wanted to have a little surprise for Reverend Daniel. I need all the children to come forward. So as part of our service each week, when it's time for everybody to go see Reverend Daniel, we sing, "Go Now in Peace." And as we send Daniel out into the world, we thought, what better song? So Daniel, if you would come up.
I would come up. Should I, like, walk out the door?
No.
I think you're going to be busy. Okay. All right. All right, maestro, hit it.
Can I hold your hands, too? Or no? Stand in the middle. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, we can do this.